Well, other matters, a kickstart today for regional rail, roads and tourism. Regional Development Minister Shane Jones has allocated nearly $62 million to regional projects. It includes revitalising the Wairoa-Napier line, looking at the future of the north ports and rail lines, tourism hubs in several regions and funding for forestry and great walks. The Minister, the Regional Development Minister Shane Jones, is with me. Good evening.
Kia ora. Greetings, folks.
Minister, can we start with the rail? The reason for targeting rail, what is it?
Well, without a doubt, no one should forget we campaign strongly that rail has to occupy a position of greater significance in our transport network throughout the country. The Wairoa-Napier link that's been screaming out for attention for ages, the Whanganui Wharf development and associated rail infrastructure is classic New Zealand first policy, and we're delivering on what we campaigned on.
With the Wairoa to Napier line, you say it'll take 5,700 trucks off the road. What is that, yearly? Has this been subject to a cost-benefit analysis?
Yeah, one of the challenges is because it's going to dislodge freight off the roads, I'm being told it could make drivers unemployed. I think that's foolish. Already the country is screaming out, Larry, to find enough drivers, which is why immigration was under constant pressure to allow Filipino drivers into the country. We don't have enough drivers in New Zealand as it is. Just because we're going to move freight off the roads onto the rail does not mean we're going to have wholesale unemployed drivers. We actually don't have enough drivers in New Zealand for the trucks that are lying idle as they are.
There's no question that getting freight onto rail is good, but is it your understanding that this is going to continually lose money, that section, that Wairoa to Napier line? Is it going to require a subsidy all the time?
No. What I've been told by the Regional Council and Peter Reedy, the CEO of KiwiRail, is an actual fact. It's less the operational performance of that rail link. It's more the underlying capital costs. So, you know, we're stepping up to the plate with the Gregory to work with KiwiRail and indeed Regional Council. And I've no reason to doubt the figures of KiwiRail and indeed the Hawke's Bay Regional Council. They think that there's a greater wall of wood coming. There is a challenge. I was challenged today as to why isn't the rail going straight to Gisborne. But until such time, KiwiRail and the advocates in Gisborne can provide us with a reasonable business case that that's not happening in the immediate future. Although I would say we should look at coastal shipping out of Gisborne as well, because at least in that case you don't need to build a railway line or a road.
And Minister, Ports of Auckland, what is your intention here? You're going to have a review. Is it your intention to move it if possible?
Yeah. Now the review will place particular accent on relocating port activity out of Auckland to the port of Whangarei, but it has to happen essentially under the rubric of doing a port study that takes an integrated view about the future of Pauranga. Of course, they currently own a substantial portion of the ports of Northland anyway, and the future of the ports of Auckland. But this notion that you can dig up the Firth of Thames or create a massive port in Manukau Harbour, that was farcical when it was conceived, it was worse when it was written, and as far as I'm concerned, it's rubbish as a politician.
Yes, but as Northport or Northland Whangarei, is that realistic? Because I understand there's already been estimates, and it would cost many, many billions of dollars.
The only estimates I've seen are bouts of misinformation put out by the Ports of Auckland. I'll just wait until the independent experts review the information and bring back options to us through the port study. The criteria is out there. The criteria clearly shows there's a focus on logistics up on North Island port networks. So I think we should just tie her and enable the experts to report back to us in short order.
Minister, on the billion trees, I've always said that this is a myth, it can't be done. Tell me where I'm wrong. Is this a goal or is it a rock-solid deal?
Yeah, no, over the 10-year period, we're either going to pay our bill of $30 billion in 2030 by taking the nasties progressively out of the atmosphere ourselves with more trees, or we're going to have to buy international credits, or we're going to have to shrink carbon emissions through other technological improvements. The national government has committed New Zealand in 2030 to a bill that could be up to $30 billion. So any fair-minded Kiwi would expect us to plant trees. So now I'm up for the billion trees. In 1994-95, we planted 100 million trees a year. We can go back there and we can recapture that point in our history.
Well, with the climate thing and the Paris Agreement, we've chosen to go down that route, and that's another debate, I suppose. But the 50 million, 100, it's mostly the private sector. It's mostly replanting, isn't it?
No, the 50 million is currently taking place within the private sector, which is 70% owned by foreigners, much of it on Maori land. But I can assure you, Larry, of the funds that have been allocated this year and the available seedlings, I have more land and more offers than I can possibly satisfy for the upcoming window of opportunity.
Here's one for you just to leave with. I'm not sure you know about this, but an East Coast company has signed a deal worth $160 million to supply medical cannabis to an American company. This was announced today. This is subject to a law change, but they say exporting medical cannabis could be a lifeline for New Zealand's regions. What do you say about it? What's your first impression of that?
Oh, well, that's not the only proposal that's been publicised. Several other people have been to see me up in Taitokero. Would I back them on major planting benches to plant marijuana for medical purposes, both locally and internationally? I haven't wrapped my mind around that. I have a pretty conservative view because I've seen the damage that not only marijuana but pea has done in my own Maori community, and I haven't seen the details of any proposal, but rest assured, mate, there have been multiple proposals of that nature thrown in my direction.
Thank you very much, Shane Jones, Regional Development Minister, News Talk ZB 519.